Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really fast.
Alicia Adams, Vice President of International Programming and Dance.
Well, how did the idea for this Unity installation come about?
What's called Unity Peace Forward. As the pandemic has extended, and there's just been almost a year now, well, it has been a year since it first entered this country, and we've learned more and more about what safety precautions need to be taken. And one of the things that struck me was the fact that we have this big open space at the Kennedy Center now, that's part of the REACH, which is the campus that's over right on the Potomac, so to speak. And I just thought, and with my colleagues, that this would be a great space to do something. And people are so divided. This has really taken a toll in a lot of ways. And also, because we do so much international work in my department, we're looking for a way to stay connected to the artist, to connect to people in the community, in the local community, and to do something that would be meaningful, that would be impactful. It is outdoors, so people can easily just walk up. They can have a look at the installations, which say Unity Peace Forward. Unity is by the reflecting pool outside of the river pavilion. Peace is on the grounds outside of the skylight pavilion. And Forward is by the video wall, which is where we show the quotes from various artists that were invited to participate in this. We asked them to respond to these words or to respond to the future, how they thought the future, how they envisioned the future, and to hope, what they might be thinking of going forward. So that's why it's called Forward, because this is next.
Great, thanks. So that's a really good overview. Let's drill down on each of them one at a time, the three: Unity, Peace, and Forward. So as far as Unity, explain, it has artists from five young artists, right?
Right, five young artists with disabilities. So we work with our accessibility department. Betty Siegel is the person who heads that. And we said to her, we want this to be as inclusive as possible. And so we would like to bring in people from people, artists that you have worked with disabilities, to this project. So she was able to find five artists that she had worked with in the past who were interested in participating in this installation. And so on Unity, there are five different artists that are represented in each letter of that word, which makes it a very colorful and beautiful installation. And because it's by the water there, the reflecting pool, it also reflects into the water. So it's beautiful, and it's also peaceful to just to be there. So we are very happy that we were able to work with her on this project, and that the artists are very excited about it, about participating.
Yeah, it's really cool that there's a different young artist for each of the five letters, and UNITY. I sound like Queen Latifah. all right, so the second one is the peace flag. I mean, you've alluded to it a little bit before, right? But explain how it's a collage of a bunch of smaller flags, right?
Yes. Of all, when you walk into the Kennedy Center, to the Hall of States, and to the Hall of Nations, what you see are all of the countries that are recognized by the Kennedy Center and the Hall of Nations. And the Hall of States, every flag representing each state in the United States, plus the seven territories. And so what we wanted to do was to embrace that. People can't come right now. So what we could do, though, was to put every single flag of all of the states and the countries on this map, more or less, a map of flags or a sheet of flags, and to have peace there, peace around the world. I mean, I think that's something that nobody can argue with is needed. So there are, so I would have to, I'm not sure how many flags there are. I would have to count them.
Well, the press release says it's 270, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, go with that.
In honor of I-270, which our listeners commute every day. And the Electoral College, there you go. It's a nice round number, 270.
that's true, isn't it? That's very funny.
All right, and then for the third portion forward, you kind of mentioned some of this already, but it doesn't hurt to get a second soundbite on it. Explain how you collected those responses in response to how divided we are.
Right, we sent out a request to many of the artists that we worked with over the last 25 years and asked them to participate. So we got artists from 66 countries participating in this project, and that is terrific. So from China, from Cuba, from Egypt, from Hungary, India, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Lebanon, Mexico, Norway, South Africa, and it goes on. So we were very excited to get these artists statements, that we are projecting onto the video wall outside at the Reach. And so that is, it comes on around dark or dusk, I would say, at around 4:30, and it stays on until 8, the projections, and they're there Friday and Saturday. So people can come and stand and watch. They can bring their families. They can walk around the Reach and see the unity and then to see the peace. And it's like being in a park. There's also Victoria Park, which we named this year, where people have been just sitting, and looking at the installation. So it's a nice place for people to come that want to be outside but want to be with people. This is a safe haven, and it has meaning.
Absolutely. Again, everyone, it runs through February 28th. How long has it been up? Remind me, when did it actually open?
It opened on January the 15th, 5 days before the inauguration.
Okay, gotcha. What else is the Kennedy Center doing going forward? I mean, it's always been an institution for unity since its beginning. I mean, obviously it was named after Kennedy, but we've seen, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan, we've seen them all at the Kennedy Center honors until this most recent presidency. There's a lot of reasons for the divisiveness for that. But do you guys hope that, now that there's a new administration, we might get back to having presidents of both parties coming to the Kennedy Center honors and coming to your event again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're looking forward to having the honors again this May, which will be in a hybrid form. So it'll be different from any honors that we have done before, but there will also be one in December at the normal time. And yes, we hope to learn something new from this pause that we have had in our lives and what we might do at this coming Kennedy Center honors that we might take into December, the hybridity part of it. So, meaning some can be online, some can be outdoors, some can be in the halls, using more of the campus possibly.
Right. Well, we're really excited to see how you do that with Dick Van Dyke and Garth Brooks and all the rest. It's going to be really fun. But first, everybody come check out Unity, Peace, and Forward, which are three things that we all desperately want and need right now as a country. So thanks for doing this. I think it'll be a good story, coming out of the election here. I really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jason.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.